And what happened was that about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, a pattern emerged in our efforts. We saw it in the data. We saw it in our analysis. And that's what I want to share with you to hear today, which leads me to what I hope isn't an insult to any of you. So I'm just kind of prepping you for this. But here's what we discovered. We found that if we took on a graph, and I hope you can see this. Can you even see that axis? Well, I mean, it's a pretty simple idea. What we want to do is put power on this axis, power. And what that is, it's work divided by time. Force times distance divided by time. That's very important. Force times distance divided by time. I want to know what you weigh. I want to know what the load you're working with weighs. I want to know how much you displace it. And I want to know how long it took. And if you give me that, I can tell you what the power output was for the activity. I can do this on the concept to rowing. I can do it with squats. I can do it with pull-ups. I can do it on a rope climb. It's hard in some domains, like running. Very difficult, nettlesome kind of thing. But fundamentally, it doesn't matter, because when we compare these power changes, the error is zero order and cancels. Kind of getting a little mathy here, but let it go. But it wasn't important to the science. So what we did is we put power on this axis, and we put duration of effort here, time of effort. That says duration. Now, what we want to do is take an activity that takes about 10 seconds, for instance, but it doesn't matter, just something on the short end. I don't care what it is. But what I want to do is I want to find something that takes about 10 seconds, and I want to graph the power output. And let's do this at three different places, three different activities. So let's look at a one rep max weighted pull-up. Let's look at a front squat to drive overhead single, and that will at max weight might take 10 seconds to lock out. You with me there? And then three pulls of the rower. And let's do the math and find out what the power is and get a data point here. Let's do this at 20 seconds. Let's do it at a minute. Let's do it at 20 minutes, kind of creating a logarithmic scale here that works for me. Let's do this at 1 hour, and let's do it at 10 hours. And let's just get these data points here and average them. And what you'll do is find that we get a curve that represents an athlete, and truth is I can do this for a company, a battalion, or a universe, but what I have here now is a graph of the power output from short duration to long duration, averaged against a handful of disciplines or modalities at each time point. You with me? Here's the technical name for what we have here. It is, in fact, cut to the punchline here, if you look at the area under the curve for this athlete or a company, what this is, when you integrate the power curve, what we get that area, the area under the curve, represents with precision and accuracy the work capacity of that individual across broad time and modal domains. The work capacity of the individual across broad time and modal domains. Broad modal domains, doing all kinds of different things. Broad time domains, from short duration to long duration. Here's what we have. I have a quantifiable, accurate, and precise measure, a scientific measure in fundamental physical units of fitness all of a sudden. Guess what? This has held marvelously to our three operational models. And in fact, we don't really look at them anymore. I want to know, what's the work capacity? What's the work capacity? This is significant. This is significant. Performance, physical movement is always, in all of science, is looked at MKS. Meters. What's the displacement? How far or long did it go? Kilograms, and we're just working in metric here. Kilograms, what is its mass? And good enough for our use, same as its weight. Actually, the weight is the mass applied towards an acceleration, but don't worry about it. Its weight works even better. What's it weigh? And time, how long did it take? There is no aspect of Newtonian mechanics, of kinematics, that isn't derived from meters, kilograms, and seconds. I need to know its mass. I need to know how far it went, and I want to know how long it took. And almost everything else is irrelevant in the macro sense. Why has this not been done with human performance? Now, it is My contention, I got this from Colonel B.P. McCoy, our Marine colonel friend. He said that the human body, the human being, is the chassis of every known weapon system. I thought, wow, do I buy that? I said, yeah, I think I have to. Why wouldn't we be looking to optimize this performance? Why? I don't have an answer for that. But it needs to be done. And I'll tell you this, CrossFit's going to do it, you're going to do it, or someone else is going to do it, but it is the future. We have not found the single aspect of kinematics in the entire universe that doesn't need to be described in fundamental physical terms. That hasn't happened here. What we have here is fundamentally a dereliction of scientific responsibility to start looking at these things, at these outputs, in this manner. And I think we've been remarkably successful with it. Every workout that we do, and you saw these Helen here and Diane, it looks like a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, sweat, and a lot of rigor and all. But what you have in every workout is a data point, a measurable, observable, repeatable data point that can speak specifically to that athlete, that individual, or that company, that group's performance at that moment. And I can use this data to make meaningful assertions about efficiency. What is the time rate of efficacy? What is the adaptation of the exercise? What does it do? Is it going to improve cardiorespiratory endurance? Is it going to boost your capacity in that mid-range metabolic pathway? Are we just trying to increase flexibility? Do I want to improve obstacle course time? What am I doing? Specifically, what does the program engender in terms of results? That's its efficacy. Efficiency, what is the time rate of that adaptation? It's great to have 50 pull-ups. There's a big difference between getting there in 2 years versus seven, right? Big difference. Big difference. What is the efficiency? What is the time rate of the adaptation? And safety, how many were sidelined along the way? That's important. I'll tell you what, I got a program that starts with 10 guys, and at the gals, at the end of a year, only one of them's living, but a great athlete. I don't know if the trade-off was worth it, right? Doesn't sound like a program I want to be a part of. That's a normative kind of judgment there. We don't even need to go there. What we need to first be able to do is speak to the efficacy of a program. What are the results? The efficiency, what is the time rate of that adaptation? How long does it take to get these results? And safety, who was left standing and what were their injuries along the way? You're not going to get to that point until you can start collecting measurable, observable, repeatable data that distills to the fundamental physical units of all movement. Whether you're talking motorcycle, Humvee, jet, there's nothing that doesn't use those fundamental units to look at performance, except for when we get into physiology. All of a sudden, when we get to human performance, we shift from foot-pounds per minute, which is the one we use regularly, to things like, here was a study I saw recently, cytochrome C transferase reductase disinhibition in a supplement-taking six high school seniors. So you look through this stuff and you read it and there's some good science there. What does it suggest about performance? What does it tell me about foot-pounds per minute? What does it tell me about power? What does it tell me about work capacity? Fundamentally nothing. Where would that study get significance for us? It's real easy. If I got a hint or a tip or a suggestion in the study that altered the way we trained so that we got improved work capacity. Now it's significant. And not until. I couldn't recommend more strongly enough that those of you that are in the position to be decision makers, to impact the military's fitness, that you take us commercial vendors out of the picture. We have not done you well. There is more fraud and BS and nonsense in my industry than any industry I know of. It's horrible. It's horrible. And the military's bought in hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. If combat were a NC2A Division I sport, all of your training staff would be fired. They'd get rid of all of you. Anyone that was doing physical training would be removed from the job. Is that true, John? John played in the NFL. There's there's a huge mismatch between my perception of your needs and what it is that's currently been done. And the problem is not the soldiers, the problem is the soldiers' problem, but it's not the soldiers' fault. It's the commercial vendors. It's the commercial vendors. And I'm a big free market guy, so it's kind of a weird thing. And I've molded this message around for years now that, is this a wrong place for the free market? And I don't know if that's the answer or not, but I know this, that there needs to be a transparent and competitive mechanism for assessing fitness programs. And if a guy tells you that he's got a program that's going to make a difference, I think you have a right, a burden, a responsibility, and just a fundamental bit of intellectual responsibility to ask, what is the effect? What is the efficiency on it? How long would it take us to get that effect? And what will the impact be along the way? And what is the work capacity of the athletes doing this program? Now, these tests I pick here, guess what? I'm not going to pick them. I'll let someone else pick them. Someone wants to compete their program against what we're doing? Fine. And by the way, I have no fear of finding that there's a better approach to doing things than the CrossFit method. Because guess what? We have developed our charter so that any advancement in performance that can use measurable, observable, repeatable data and give me increased work capacity, we're going to adopt it. My commitment is to human performance, not my method. You understand? Our method is open charter enough that if it comes down the pike, we're going to see it. And we're waiting for it. We're looking for it. Because all I want to do is advance human performance. Question.